Hey there, this is Jessica Stewart, and you are listening to Finding Your Calm with Your Teenager, episode number one. Welcome to Finding Your Calm with Your Teenager, a podcast helping moms of teens stop yelling and start communicating calmly so you can finally enjoy the teenage years without guilt or constant power struggles. I'm your host and life coach for parents of teenagers, Jessica Stewart. Okay, welcome to episode one of Finding Your Calm with Your Teenager. I am so excited to be here. My name is Jessica Stewart, and I am a certified life coach and a parent of two boys. As of the recording of this podcast, they are 19 years old and 21 years old. The reason that I am doing this podcast is because it's something that I would have wanted to find when I was raising my teenagers. There are so many things that I've learned through my journey in getting life coaching and really life coaching myself that have helped me understand how to change my way of becoming the parent that I wanted to be. Really, what it's about is developing a relationship with yourself and understanding yourself as you relate to how you're parenting your teenager. And this is the best news ever, because the problem with all the people and trying to control all the people, and by all the people that includes your teenagers, is that you can't really control them. Like, as much as we like to believe that if they did this, then we would be happy and all things would be great, it just doesn't work out that way. Especially as teenagers transition from being younger children into being teenagers, they really are embarking on becoming adults and becoming people who are like fully formed human beings separate from us. And they're going to be doing their own thing. They're going to be exploring their own ways of looking at life. They're not going to have the same opinions as us. There really is a transition that needs to take place. That this is what I found, at least, with parenting as your child transitions from being a child into a teenager. So this was a huge challenge for me, for sure. And the reason and the intention behind this podcast really is because I would find myself being really rageful all the time. Like, I was just really angry, and I would be yelling, and I would be showing up in a way that I didn't really want to be showing up. So I would find myself doing things that just weren't working, yelling and arguing and just kind of trying to force people to do things, you know, around schoolwork or whatever it was that came up. I would listen to myself and I would sort of get sick of hearing myself acting in a way that I didn't really want to act in a way. And if it worked, well, maybe then that would, you know, make sense. I would keep doing that thing. But really, when I would get all upset and angry, that just never worked. And I'm going to pause here and just put in a little plug for this isn't a podcast about never being angry, always being calm and happy and positive all the time. That is absolutely not what this work is about. I'm not here to tell you you should never be angry, you should always be calm. That's not what this is about. But what it is about is understanding your feelings and your emotions. And when things happen with your teenagers, and it can be translated to a whole bunch of other people, but when things happen with your teenagers, there are certain triggers that come up, and then we get angry or we have a reaction. If we really look at these reactions closely, a lot of times it really makes a lot of sense why we are reacting in the way we're reacting, because of the way we're thinking and feeling. So I am not here with these ideas or these things to think about in order to make you feel happy and positive all the time. And that's really important to know, because there is a place for anger and rage, not outwardly, but understanding what is happening when you're feeling rageful inside and how to kind of examine that and just look at it with a really compassionate lens as a parent. So a lot of this work is really going to be focused more on yourself and not in a blaming way, like, oh, if you just change everything, everything will be great. It's not about that. It's just really the best part of that is that you really only have control over yourself, and there's so much you can do within yourself to alter the relationship and how you're feeling as a parent and how your relationship is changing as your teenager is changing. So that's kind of what the crux of the podcast is about. And it's geared towards parents. So I will just kind of uncover my biases here that I'm a white female mom or identifying as female mom who really that's the lens I'm coming from. So there are things that I'm sure that I will miss when I'm saying it that won't be able to cover what everybody's experience is, but that's where I'm coming at it from. And I have two sons. So, but the lessons and the things that I will share will be applicable to everybody. That's my hope. It's based on the coaching skills that I've learned and that I also help my clients with regards to thoughts and feelings and the actions you take and then the results you ultimately end up getting from these actions. Finding your calm, it is really about kind of returning to your calm center, but it's also an acronym and it's going to focus on sort of the what I call the four pillars of this framework that I'm going to go through. So I'm going to go through that framework right now. And C stands for connection, which I think is the probably the most important part of this whole thing is connection. And first of all, connection with yourself. So understanding that, just kind of focusing in on how you're thinking and feeling, how you're connected with yourself as a parent, what you think your job is as a parent. And then we take that connection and we look at our connection with our teenager. So all of these pillars are going to be first to look at with ourselves, and then they're going to be looking at how we are bringing those to our relationship with our teenager. And A is for acceptance. So we're looking at first how to accept where we are in our parenting journey, accept where we're at, and then accept our teenagers as they are, as the human beings that they are right now, not who we think that they should be at this point in time, but where they are right now, where our relationship's at, kind of acceptance of the whole thing is what we'll focus on. L stands for love. And so the basis of all of this connection with ourself and with our relationship with our teenagers really is love and unconditional love. And we'll really look at how to foster that and how to make that the basis of all the decisions that we make. I promise you, though, we don't certainly always feel this love, love, love all the time for our teenagers. So again, I'm not saying that you're just going to feel love all the time, but the basis of your decisions and what you make your decisions on it with regards to yourself and with regards to your children, trying to base that from a place of love always. And then M, very important. All of these are important, but M is really where sort of the secret sauce of all of this is. So M is managing emotions. And understanding and managing our emotions is really where all of this work comes into play, and your ability to be effective and your ability to understand your relationship with your teenager and foster the connection and understand your reactions and where your reactions are coming from really comes from knowing how to manage your emotions. So I'll just recap there. Calm stands for connection, acceptance, love, and managing your emotions. So this is what we're going to be focusing on in the episodes, and we'll go through them and I will give you manageable tips for how to foster all of these things in your relationship with your teen. One more thing I want to say here as well, and why I want to do this work so much, is that I think, especially at this time, the teenagers need us. They need their parents and they need the people in their lives and that help and support. And what has become clear to me as going through this journey with my own sons is that this is a time in a like when teenagers become teenagers, they're really kind of at this point in their lives where it's really tough to love them sometimes. I'm just going to be very honest. You know, when they're young and little and cute and all that, it's really easy to love them. It's easier. I mean, it's not always easy. Let's be frank about that. But especially when they're teenagers and they are crabby and they are like pushing away, they're trying to push away and kind of develop their own identity aside from you. They don't want to hang around you as much. It's just tough. It's tough. And there's sort of a grief I've found associated with that as well. But they still need us. And it's really important to remember that fact that it really is easy to love somebody when they're easy to love. And I have to remind myself of this constantly. But the, you know, loving somebody when they are at their, you know, crabbiest, smelliest, worst behaved, all of the things that can happen during these times when they're getting older is kind of the when we need to really love them the most and be there for them the most, but in a different way. So we have to kind of alter our ways we used to do things around parenting, and we have to change with them. The same things don't work as they did before. Like I said, you can't pick them up physically and remove them. They become bigger than you, and you can't remove them from a situation when that's all you want to do because that's the easiest thing. So I just really feel very strongly that it's so important to maintain this relationship and this connection at this time and remember that they do still need us. And it's also the time in the parenting journey when you just, I find myself, or and I hear lots of other teenagers like, you're just done. Like, I'm just done with this. Nothing's working. I'm done. And that is what it feels like a lot. So my hope for this work is to help you find some or lighten the load really of that and kind of give you some community or some semblance of, yes, I know what you're feeling. I know what you're going through. I don't know your exact situation. Everybody has their own unique situations that I cannot possibly know every circumstance that is happening out there. But there's such a common thread of parents needing to connect around raising their teenagers and kind of learning from each other and helping each other in that regard. So I just wanted to say that before I ended this. It's such important work to do. And if you're listening to this, there's another little tidbit is that, you know, when people talk about going to maybe therapy or something for dealing with their kids, the therapists often say, I'm not really ever worried about the parents who bring their kids, or not bring their kids to therapy, but come and are learning how to do better around this part of their lives. It's the ones who don't bring these issues and don't kind of look at how they can make a change in this area that we sort of need to worry about. So if you're here listening to this, wanting to make a difference in the way you're parenting, then that is awesome. And I applaud you. And I hope that you will come back and listen as we go through these pillars and learn a lot about ourselves and our teenagers and their parenting journey. So looking forward to seeing you in the next episode where we start talking about connection. See you then.